My guest at this time is Richard Viguerie, decades-long activist in the conservative movement. He is the chairman at conservativehq.com, and he is the author most recently of Takeover. He joins us today to offer his reaction to what many people are saying was a victory in the vice presidential debate by Indiana governor and presidential running mate Mike Pence. And Richard, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure as always, Greg.
Well, there are a lot of moments that people think were particularly strong for Mike Pence. Most people, or at least many people, think this was perhaps the strongest after Tim Kaine, the Democratic nominee, accused the Republicans of launching an insult-driven campaign. Here's how Mike Pence tried to flip that around.
Did you all just hear that? Ours is an insult-driven campaign? I mean, to be honest with you, if Donald Trump had said all the things that you said he said in the way you said he said them, he still wouldn't have a fraction of the insults that Hillary Clinton leveled when she said that half of our supporters were a basket of deplorables. That she said they were irredeemable. They were not America. I mean, it's extraordinary. And then she laid one after another ism on millions of Americans who believe that we can have a stronger America at home and abroad, who believe we can get this economy moving again, who believe that we can end illegal immigration once and for all.
So not only turning the attack around, but pointing out how it all impacts the key issues that a lot of Americans care about. What was your reaction to Pence's performance on Tuesday?
Oh, just outstanding. I kept thinking, wish we could have nominated Mike Pence. In fact, in 2011, I spent some time with Pence trying to talk him into running for president. I know other friends of mine did the same. We wanted him to run in 2008. And among other losers last night were people named Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, Congressman Paul Ryan. Because I think looking at if the ticket were to lose, and I don't think they will, but if they were to lose in 2016, then I think clearly Mike Pence is going to be the favorite going forward. Not only that, but I think we'll see Mike Pence win or lose, kind of accept the mantle of being the leader of the conservative movement. I think in the near future, he's the best position now to lead the movement. And most conservatives at the grassroots level are beginning to look to him for leadership.
What impressed you more, Richard? Was it the conservative principles behind the answers or his ability to articulate them?
Well, both. He comes closer than anybody since Ronald Reagan to being Ronald Reagan. Interesting that both started their careers as on the radio. Mike Pence for many years was a talk show host, and he's just got a demeanor about him that very reminds me of Ronald Reagan. He can say something that's very sound, conservative, principled-wise, without scaring people. And he's just got a wonderful mannerism about him. What you see is what you get. Away from the camera, he's the same as he is on camera. And he's, for 25 years, conservatives have been looking for Ronald Reagan. Well, he may just have arrived on the scene.
Here's a couple more clips. First of all, Mike Pence talking about what he believes the Clinton-Kaine economic agenda amounts to, and then his defense of police as compared to how the Democrats have looked at some of these controversies involving police-involved shootings.
What you all just heard out there is more taxes, $2 trillion in more spending, more deficits, more debt, more government. And if you think that's all working, then you look at the other side of the table. We ought to assure the public that we'll have a full and complete and transparent investigation whenever there's a loss of life because of police action. But, Senator, please, enough of this seeking every opportunity to demean law enforcement broadly by making
Elaine,
the accusation of implicit bias every time tragedy occurs.
Elaine.
One of the big criticisms, Richard, of Trump in the first debate, among others, is that he failed to make gains when he had opportunities to criticize Hillary Clinton or defend conservative principles, and he just didn't do that on multiple occasions. What did you make of Pence and those opportunities on Tuesday?
I can't think of an opportunity he missed, Greg. He was obviously very well prepared, but it didn't look canned. And Tim Kaine was prepared also, but his looked scripted. It looked like he was reading off of a of talking points. And because of the way Pence presented himself, he looked just like he was having a conversation with someone in their living room. And it just came off brilliant, just like Ronald Reagan would. He was just having a conversation with somebody in their home. And so, you know, Mike Pence last night showed Trump the way to win this election, if Trump will just now follow the lead of Mike Pence.
Well, you wrote today, in addition to wondering if it was too late to change the top of the ticket, you wrote that if instead of running the next two presidential debates, they just replayed the vice presidential debate, the Republicans would win quite easily. So you just mentioned if Trump can follow the lead, do you think he can? And do you think in his gut he understands and abides by the same principles that Pence does?
You know, probably at some level he doesn't understand it. I think Trump is just a different, you know, person than most politicians. It could be for the next 4.5 weeks that he could be coached into mostly following a script. And it all comes down, Greg, to this: how much does he want to be president? If he really, really wants to be president, he probably will get on board with the script that his campaign managers are preparing for him. I'm sure he's got brilliant advisors around him, and conservatives are running the campaign. I was there for Goldwater. I was there when Ronald Reagan ran, and conservative movement leaders were not running those campaigns to the extent that they're running the Trump campaign. Kellyanne Conway, Steve Bannon, Dave Bossie, Mike Pence, Stephen Moore, just goes on and on and on. This is the conservative movement, you know, running the presidential campaign. So, and Trump is, to the extent he's articulating issues, he's articulating our issues. And Mike Pence certainly did that last night. So there's no reason for any conservative to be sitting on the sidelines. This is an opportunity to win a major, major victory for our cause. And Mike Pence showed Trump the way last night. It's anybody's guess as to whether he'll follow Trump's Pence's lead.
Well, let me get your reaction to one thing. One of the things that Pence was credited for by those on the right, and I think he might have frustrated some folks on the left, is how he fairly deftly sidestepped a lot of the Trump character landmines. Obviously, it's a little tougher for Trump since he's the one actually in question. But from his performance in the first debate and from what we've seen from Donald Trump for a long time, it's not easy for him to let that stuff go and pivot and make points against Hillary or make a point on issues that Americans care about. So how tough is it going to be for him to actually do what Pence did on those issues?
Well, it's going to be very tough because it's clear that he doesn't, you know, he's his identity is his business success. That's who he is. It's like a doctor walking around the hospital with a stethoscope stuck around his neck. You know, that's who he is. And Trump is a business person. He's very proud of his success. And if you attack that, it's very difficult for him to avoid the trap that's been set for him. And but he's got to do it if he wants to win. If he really, really wants to be president of the United States, he will do what Pence did last night and go on the attack and slide off the issue and answer the question that he wants to get. Pence was brilliant in just laying out the position of the Democrats last night: taxes, spending, open borders, and it was just so nicely done. And I just pray that Donald Trump will follow Mike Pence's lead.
And finally, what's the impact of all this on Tim Kaine? Obviously, if his ticket wins, he's going to be vice president for at least 4 years. But what do you think has happened to his political stock as a result of this?
You know, we're all a brand. And Tim Kaine walked on that stage yesterday as a blank slate. And you only get one opportunity to make a first impression. His first impression was very weak. And he probably will, much like Dan Quayle, unfairly got branded as, you know, as somebody that was kind of a lightweight, very, very unfair. But it was his introduction to American politics in the debate and then in his announcement when Bush selected him. And you carry that the rest of your life. And I'm afraid for Tim Kaine that he may be branded as what we saw last night. He'll have a hard time creating a new brand.
Richard, we'll be watching Sunday and in the following week for the final debate. Thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure, Greg. Bye.
Richard Viguerie is the chairman of conservativehq.com. He's the author most recently of Takeover, decades-long activist in the conservative movement. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.